Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Hey, there's my son. You've been in your room all morning.
Hey, Dad.
Matt, what's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Oh, well, it's just sort of...
I have been playing my video games and electronic games for so many hours.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like it might be time for you to take a break, or...
Hello, Dad.
Susan?
I have been watching TV and text messaging all morning. Yay, electronics. Yay.
Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and take a little trip. Maybe see some trees, some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell is sponsored by Equity Resource, a development, construction, and investment firm that is transforming properties throughout the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Our mission is to develop properties at a high level of value, a low risk of investment, while providing impeccable service to our customers. When you're ready to sell, renovate, or invest in a property, choose Equity Resource. Call us today at 202-621-6632 or visit our website, equityresource.net.
News Talk 1450 WOL, Washington, D.C., a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCnews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome. This is Attorney Ethel Mitchell, your host. You're listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Welcome to all who are listening live throughout the world on Radio 1 Station 1450 AM, WLDCnews.com, and LawTalkWithEthelMitchell.com. We have an outstanding program for you today. We're going to talk about the importance of protecting intellectual property. If you listened last week or listened to the news or read in the newspaper, the family of Marvin Gaye was awarded $7.2 million because of similarities between Robin Thicke and Farrell's chart-topping Blurred Lines and Marvin Gaye's hit Got to Give It Up. Our guest last week, Attorney Letha Rosario, helped us to understand how the law works and how it impacts the music business. Today, our expert guest, Attorney Andrea Evans, is going to dig deeper in explaining to us the importance of protecting the intellectual property that you create such as music, words, phrases, inventions, symbols, and more. So listen and learn. This program is brought to you by my law office, Wills and Trust, LLC, where I prepare wills, trust, and power of attorneys, advance medical directives, and help people with administering estates. So if you or someone you know needs a will or a trust or help in administering an estate, call me at 202-772-1988. That's 202-772-1988. Law is powerful. It can help you or it can hurt you. It impacts everything you do. What you don't know about the law can really hurt you, but what you do know can empower you. Each week, this program, Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell, aims to empower you by bringing you professionals who know the law to enlighten and inform you. What you hear on this program is for information purposes only. No attorney-client relationship is established by anything said on this show. Each person's circumstances are different, and so you really must seek individual counsel for any situation for which you need advice. Remember, though, that all of our programs are archived at lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com. So if you missed a program, go there. And the programs are posted there by my webmaster, Earl Hooks. My executive producer, Stacy Royster, is standing by to receive your phone calls. So call us if you have questions about intellectual property. Today, please call us at 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876. So let's get started. Our guest today, Attorney Andrea Evans, is one of the best educated people I've ever heard of in my life. This young lady is outstanding. I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. After high school, she received the Women in Science and Engineering Full Tuition Academic Scholarship to Spelman College and Georgia Tech from the National Aeronautical Space Agency, or NASA. She pursued a 5-year degree program where she graduated from Spelman with a bachelor's in mathematics, and she got a degree in civil engineering from Georgia Tech, one of the best engineering schools in the United States. During the summers, she worked at the Houston Space Center while she was in college. Then she went to George Washington Law School, where she excelled in the school's well-known intellectual property curriculum in patent law, unfair competition, trademark law, computer law, and international comparative patent law. From 2002 to 2005, she worked as a patent examiner at the United States Patent and Trademark Office, examining electrical and mechanical engineering applications for patents. Then from 2005 to 2007, she was a trademark examiner where she reviewed design marks, word marks, configurations, and trademark applications. Attorney Evans now has her own law firm where she specializes exclusively in federal intellectual property matters in all 50 states. She is a registered patent attorney. Attorney Evans is an adjunct professor of the Intellectual Property and Trade Law Center at Howard University School of Law. In 2011, she was awarded the 2011 Nation's Best Advocate from the National Bar Association and Impact. She created a organization called Kittinger LLC, and correct me, Andrea, in a moment if I got that wrong, but it's a hands-on STEM program for children. She was recently honored by the White House as a STEM Diversity and Access Champion of Change Award recipient for her work and involvement with the program. Welcome to Law Talk, Andrea. We are really pleased to have you on. Hello, Andrea?
Hey, Ethel.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for that warm introduction. Wow, I feel smart, like you said. I feel like I've been working hard. Thank you.
Well, you are. You are. I was like, wow, this is impressive. So
Thank you.
I'm so pleased to have you on. Thank you so much. And I know that you're in the middle of doing something else, so we're going to try and have you tell us a little bit. Tell us just real quick, though, about your efforts, because you're about to do something with the STEM program right now. Just quickly, tell us what is STEM, because that's exciting.
I am very excited. I am actually sitting in the car outside of our Kids Junior class, and we have a huge announcement today. The volunteer that's volunteered with us for 5 or 6 years now is going to college, and we are surprising her today with a scholarship.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That is wonderful. That is wonderful. What is the program, real quick, and then we're going to get to intellectual property. What is that? What is the STEM program?
Well, children by the third grade lose their interest in science, technology, engineering, and math, and I felt compelled to do something about it. So I couldn't find anything for my own daughter, who at the time was 5 years old, and I decided to create the KidGeneer program.
Okay.
So what we do is we provide hands-on engineering workshops. Right now, the students are building robots. We've done video game design classes, electrical engineering, and these children definitely portray a good, positive image of our future. I'm so proud of them.
And you're right here in D.C., isn't that correct?
Yes, the program is here in Laurel, Maryland, but we travel and do hands-on workshops. So if anybody listening wants us to come out, we're happy to come out and do a presentation and workshop for students anywhere.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Should I give them your office number?
They can go to the KidGeneer website and contact me. It's KidGeneer.com, KidGineer.com.
Okay. And before the end of the show, I want you to repeat that, because I'd like people to be able to do that if they – because I'm hoping all the parents and grandparents out there listening with these young babies who are so smart – you know, realize that this is a wonderful opportunity for their children. And is it a program they have to pay for?
It is a program they have to pay for, but it's pennies compared to what they get. The typical cost for students in Prince George's County is $150 for 6 weeks, and I believe $125 if you live in the county for 6 weeks.
Excellent. Very good. Well, let's get started about intellectual property. Okay, because that's your specialty there. Can you explain to my listeners what is considered intellectual property? What is that? That's a high-sounding term like lawyers would use, but, I mean, break it down for us. What does that really mean?
Sure. So intellectual property, unlike tangible property, is intangible. So patents protect...
What? Now, wait. No. Wait. People don't know what tangible and intangible is.
Okay,
break that down some more, too, okay? What do we mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just take it a step further. So the way I like to usually explain it so people can understand it is you patent an invention, and you trademark the name of that invention, and you copyright the written material. So the way you can look at it is you would patent a new type of television, you would trademark the name Andreas Television, and you would copyright the script of your show, Andreas Television Show. And that's
okay.
A good way to kind of keep it separate.
Okay, good, because that was my next question. What's a copyright, what's a trademark, and what do you patent, you know? So if you, for example, wrote a song, what is that all about? Which one would you do with that?
Well, if you have a song, you protect it with a copyright.
Okay.
And if you're a musician and an artist performing, you want to protect that name with a trademark. And, you know, if you come up with a new method of mixing that song or doing something with it to make it novel or non-obvious, which we can talk about a little bit, you would want to patent that method.
Okay. So copyright is for, like, artistic creations usually? Is that a way?
Yes.
Like, if you have a – can you copyright a painting?
Yes, you can.
Okay. So you can copyright a painting. Because somebody asked me that yesterday, actually. And I was like, well, you know what? We're going to ask about that. So you copyright art. You copyright a song, you trademark a name, is that right? Or a symbol? Would you trademark a symbol?
Right, but that brings up a good point. You know, a lot of people call my office and say, hey, you know, I have this symbol. I have this heart design that I love so much, and I want to trademark it. But you have to remember that trademarks have to be associated with the physical product or some type of service that would be in commerce.
Oh,
and so you can't
okay.
just say, hey, I like this heart. I want to exclusively own it and have no one else use it. You have to keep in mind more than one person can actually have the same name or same symbol for something, provided that consumers wouldn't be confused to the source. So I can have a star symbol for my law firm, and you may have a star symbol for shoes, because people wouldn't think that a law firm is making shoes and vice versa. But I still have a right to enforce my trademark against you. So just because the law, you know, necessarily doesn't say that it's not confusingly similar, you know, I may have something different in mind since I own the trademark, and behind the scenes we may negotiate something so that we can coexist together.
Okay, okay. If you're an artist, whether it's musical or, you know, painting, or can you trademark digital designs and so on also?
Well, okay, so it's kind of a blended question, because, you know, different types of artwork and the art that you produce, even digital images, can be protected with the copyright. But mm-hmm. if you have a collection of those images that have a certain name associated with them, that you're actually selling the Ethel collection of art, then that name could be trademarked.
Okay. Now, how do you go about copywriting, trademarking, patenting things? What's that process?
Well, it doesn't have to be a complicated process, but what I like to say is, if you work with an attorney like myself that has experience in that area, you know, we definitely can help to smooth out the process. So just let's take them one by one. Copyrights are not examined. And so what that means is you literally complete the application, attach the images or documents that you plan to protect, and they don't do a search to see if it's similar or if it's infringing on someone else. They simply register it for you.
Now, where do you send in this? Where do you get the application, and where do you send it in?
Well, they have the applications at copyright.gov, okay. and the Library of Congress is responsible for examining those applications to ensure that the applicant completed them fully, and if they have any questions, they usually contact the individual that completed the application.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you put the pen to paper, you do own the right in your work, in your, you know, artwork or your written materials. However, attorneys usually recommend that you pursue copyright protection, because you can enforce your rights and get more damages and put people on notice that you own something and have it registered. So basically they can't use the "I didn't know this" and "I didn't know it was registered" excuse.
Okay. And I remember years ago it used to be like $25. Is it still inexpensive to copyright something?
Well, it's $55
now.
Okay. For application. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's worth it if you've created something and you want to protect it.
Definitely. I definitely think it's worth it. And then moving on to a trademark.
One more question before we do that.
Sure.
That little C in the circle that you see sometimes on things, is that the copyright symbol that you put on things? Is that, how do you use that?
Well, unlike a trademark, and we can talk about the TM and the R symbol, when people put the C in the circle, they are just putting you on notice, you know, with the C 2015 to let you know that essentially when they created the work. But the way you enforce the copyright, you do actually have to have it federally registered before you can enforce it. So that $55 fee increases to maybe $1,000 to expedite it if you need to, if you don't have it already registered before you have to enforce it.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take to usually get a copyright through? Approximate.
Well, I would say a year and a half, just
Ooh.
Because of the backlog. So it's a good sign, because that means a lot of people are creating things and they know to protect it. But, yeah, it is not something that you can just complete overnight.
I see. Okay. And what about the mailing yourself a letter, something? People, you mentioned when we were talking or we were communicating before about people mail themselves a letter and they don't answer it.
Well, you know, if that was the case and that was true, all the IP attorneys would be out of business. So
that doesn't work.
Right. I think we'd all be in trouble. So that's definitely one of the biggest myths out there. So everybody can save their 44 cents and Have a consultation with an attorney, because that does not get you
that does not check. Work. Okay. We have to take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll continue with this conversation. Thank you very much.
1450 WOL, where information is power.
For the best in soul food, it's Levi's Barbecue, featuring their lunch specials Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Salisbury steak, liver and onions, meatloaf, chicken, and filet of fish. And you can choose any lunch special you like. Generous portions to satisfy the heartiest appetite. When you think of soul food, think Levi's Barbecue, located at 6201 Livingston Road in Oxon Hill. For more information, call 301-567-0050. Or log on to levisbbq.com.
Are you looking for a red hot DJ that plays all of your favorite dance tunes? Well, look no further than Mr. High's Oldies and Classic R&B, where it's all about you. Professional services for birthday celebrations, anniversaries, family reunions, private parties, wedding receptions, over 40,000 songs are available. Mr. High's Oldies and Classic R&B. Call 301-520-8223 or send him an email at mrhigh222@aol.com.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. 10 million square feet of flooring must be reduced. That means it's your chance to get laminate for 48% off, like our thickest and best 12 millimeter with attached pad for $149. Bamboo for 33% off, like hand-scraped bamboo for $199, the lowest price of the season. Pre-finished hardwood for 38% off, like hand-scraped hickory and other hardwood styles for $299. Plus, more deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backsplash. I want to be a bike that races around the
country. When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest
trail. When I grow up,
I want to be a rocking chair on
a
sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to
be
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me... I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
The University of Maryland Eastern Shore Washington Metro Alumni Chapter will host their 25th annual Hawk Recruitment Reception, open to all high school students and their parents in the Washington metro area. Learn about UMES and its academic programs. Talk with the president, student leaders, and receive on-the-spot admission decision information. Light refreshments will be served. For more information, contact Monica K at WMAAReception@gmail.com to reserve your spot today.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Welcome back. You're listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. We are talking about intellectual property with attorney Karen Evans. And my very busy executive producer, Stacey Royster, Andrea Evans, has already posted on our Facebook page the link to Karen's Evans' website, Kittinger. Andrea, I keep calling you Andrea. I'm sorry. K-I-D, G-I-N-N-E-R, is that right, .com. And with the, you should, if you're on the web, you should go and see it. She's got it on Facebook, and then of course you can link right to the website. And Andrea, you got the cutest little babies, little children up there being engineers. It's just wonderful. It is just wonderful. Are you there, Andrea? Daryl? Hello, Andrea?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there now. Now I can hear you. I couldn't hear you before. Yeah, we've got, Stacy's already linked on my Facebook page. Yeah, yeah. So if my audience is listening, you can go to the Law Talk Facebook page, and there's a link directly with the little picture of the kids being kid engineers, kingineers, whatever. Yes, they're so cute. Thank you so much. Let's continue with our conversation. You were telling us, you talked about copyright and how you go about getting that. Tell us now about trademark and then patent.
Okay. So the trademark process, unlike the copyright process, is different just because once you file an application, it's assigned to a trademark examining attorney and they do a search. Now, I don't want to overcomplicate it, but you can trademark words, you can trademark different symbols, slogans, logos, anything that people would identify your brand with. And then, like I said, in that application, you would need to at least identify goods and services that you either intend to use those marks on or you're using them on. And then, of course, you pay a fee. Now, it may take about 6 months before it's assigned to an examining attorney. And that attorney will do a search on the federal database to see if they see anything that's confusingly similar. If they don't, they go ahead and allow it. But it's still not over yet because they publish it. And at that time, the public can challenge the mark to say that it's similar to theirs, that they may have used it first in the common law spectrum. But if no one challenges it, you get the trademark. And they're extremely valuable because you can keep them and own them as long as you use them. So we think about a company like Coca-Cola.
I'm just about to ask you, give us an example of a trademark that we would all know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, just take a look at the tag on your shirt or the car that you're driving and the drink that you're drinking, because the names of those products is a trademark. And so Coca-Cola's had the oldest trademark. They've owned it since the 1800s, and it's something... Okay. Just like your real property, you can license it, you can assign it, you can will it, so it can be extremely valuable.
So you can will it too. Okay. So it doesn't expire. Doesn't a copyright expire after a certain period of time?
Well, don't quote me on the exact expiration date because I haven't lived long enough and none of my clients have, but it's basically like your life plus an additional 70 years or, yeah, so it's
that
a really
copyright
long time.
Is. Yeah, okay. So like a song or whatever, you have the rights to that, and you can will those rights.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And a lot. That's how, just for the audience information, that's why the estate of Marvin Gaye or the estate of Elvis Presley or the estate of Michael Jackson is still receiving a lot of money, because those copyrights are still effective. And those
That's
are important,
right.
yeah.
And the same with trademarks. So you can license and assign those and will those too. So,
oh, that's great.
You know,
that's valuable.
That's a consideration, right. And every 5 years you come back, and with a trademark they want to ensure that you're still using it and you've used it continuously. So you do have to renew and maintain those trademarks every 5 years.
Every five years.
If you do that,
Okay.
You're okay.
Very good. Okay. So, go on and talk now. Tell us about patent. What is that all about? What are those differences there?
Well, patents protect inventions. And, you know, one of the biggest myths that I often hear is this percent rule that, you know, has gone around. And it's really not true. So people often call and say, hey, I've invented a new way of watching TV or a new television for that matter. Mm-hmm. What percent do I need to change it so that I can get a patent? And so it's not a percent. So let's get that straight for your listeners. I don't want anybody to call in and say, well, what percent do I need? What the law really says first is it really needs to have three things to be patentable. The first thing is it needs to be useful and solve a problem.
Okay.
So that's something that's, you know, easy to understand for an inventor, because usually people invent things because of some problem or issue that they have and they're trying to solve it. So that's simple.
Okay.
Now, the second issue or point that's easy for an individual to understand is it novel? And what that means is there something identical just like it? So if you know that on a blog they're already selling your television that you want to invent, then it's not patentable because someone already invented it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they patented it or not, it's still prior to you filing your application, so that means that it's not novel. Now, where you really need an attorney is this obvious standard. And what the standard is would it be obvious to one of ordinary skill in the art to take what's already out there and combine it to make it the invention that you're trying to patent? And so that gets a little tricky. Now, there's certain things that we know are obvious, like changing the size of something, changing the shape, changing the color. Those things are obvious. So you can't say, well, I'm going to invent a car, and instead of making it large enough for four people, I'll decrease the size and make it, you know, fit two people. Or, you know, a new television that basically looks the same, but it's a different color. So those are things that are obvious. But you really need to seek the help of a professional patent attorney when you invent something, because you just want to know and do your due diligence before you file it, because once you file a patent application, you really can't add anything to it. And when you talk about how long it takes, you may wait 2 to 3 years just before it's even examined the first time around by an examiner.
Oh, so there's a real long wait on that one, huh? Okay.
Oh, yeah, there's a huge backlog of applications in the pipeline.
Okay. So would something like the George Foreman grill be patented?
Well, yes. So George Foreman has a good thing going, because he really has everything protected. So he has his trademark, George Foreman, and then owning that name allows him to license it to a grill company, you know, in case he didn't invent the grill himself. So he will get paid to have his name on these grills that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, now I don't know if they're expired patents or what the patent status of that is now, but at some point, yes, they did have patents on those grills when they were novel and non-obvious.
New.
And so most inventions have hundreds of patents related to them. So, you know, the iPhone has maybe about 1,000 patents just on different components of the iPhone.
Okay. And then that's an asset that George Foreman could will in his will, in his trust or whatever. He could pass down the rights to that to his family.
That's right. So he made it easy. He has all those other Georges, so it'll be easy to make that transfer.
Yes, very. That's a good one. That's good. Now, tell me something about a patent troll. What in the world is that, Andrea?
Oh, boy. So the patent troll, that's a very pertinent issue, and the laws are trying to catch up. But I guess it depends on the day in terms of kind of how I feel about it, because what essentially happens is basically individuals or companies purchase a large quantity of patents, and the patents basically are very broad and cover things that exist that people use every day. And so because people know that it's cheaper to settle, they may send you a letter to say, hey, if you don't pay us $5,000, we'll file a lawsuit against you. And, you know, an infringement litigation, as you know, is very expensive. It may be $100,000 just to, you know, litigate.
Defend on something.
Right, or defend yourself. And so most people end up paying. And so they call these people trolls because they send, you know, thousands of cease and desist letters every day for
what kinds of things?
Read on their pen.
What kind of things, Andrea? Can you give us an example? Because I've never heard of the term, but I'm sure people listening may have heard of them.
Well, not offhand. I can't think of one off the top of my head. But if you just literally Google patent trolls, it goes kind of goes both ways, because on one side of the spectrum, they do own the patents. But they never do anything with them. And so it's one of those things where just because you don't see something on the shelves or just because someone has a patent doesn't necessarily mean that it's out there in the industry for you to see. So there are a lot of things that are patented that you may not see in the store shelves. So what they do is they literally just hold these patents until they see something in the industry that would be infringing, and then they contact you. But on one side of the spectrum, the argument is, well, they do own these patents. But on the opposite side of the spectrum is kind of their motives and intentions that the laws are trying to catch up with. So is there something wrong with them enforcing those patents or owning patents just with the purpose of sending out letters to get paid for the infringement?
I see. Is that kind of like when people buy a bunch of website domain names and then try and keep others from using them or sell them?
Well, it's somewhat similar. So that kind of goes back to trademarks, and they do have domain name disputes where you may own, you know, AndreaEvans.com, and someone may come behind you and create another site with just making it singular and then directing traffic to their site for a similar service so you can buy their services to kind of confuse you.
I see.
But the rules to kind of do these takedowns with domain names is it does have to be intentional. So you really have to prove that they intended to do that, which sometimes is difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually why I'd recommend to your listeners that when you know that you're going to use a name or trademark something, that also goes public.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that time, go ahead and lock in all your social media names and websites and as many as you can get, just because you want to own things and be more proactive than reactive. Go ahead and invest in yourself. And instead of being reactive and defending yourself, it's better to just own it to be able to sleep at night so you can enforce your own right.
That's good. That's good. And that's what this whole program is about, is to helping people to be proactive. We're listening to attorney Andrea Evans. Her law firm is called the Law Firm of Andrea Hintz Evans, LLC. Her phone number is 301-497-9997. Her website is evansiplaw.com. And you can reach her at andrea.evans@evansiplaw.com. My listeners, if you have any questions for Attorney Evans, please call in. You can reach us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Andrea, let's talk a little bit about some common myths about intellectual property. One of them is that if you're working for a business and something's created while you are, you know, working with that business, then the business owner automatically owns whatever you create. Is that true, or what are what does the law have to say about that? I'm working for a company, and while I'm there, I create a symbol, or I write a jingle, or something like that. What's the deal with that? Does my boss own that, or does the company own that?
Right. Well, the short answer to that is it really depends, because what your listeners have to understand is that when you get a job, you usually sign a 100-page contract. And so the terms of that contract are what you're bound to in terms of who owns the right to the intellectual property. And what I mean by that is you have companies that no matter what type of service they provide, they have an intellectual property clause in the contract that says, if you invent a toy and I'm a bowling company, I want to know what you're doing, and you need to run it by me first, and then we'll let you know if we own the rights to that or not.
Mm-hmm.
But typically, companies do own the rights to things that you do on their dime and on their watch and using their materials, especially if it's something that's directly related to your scope of work. And I do get a lot of calls where people say, look, you know, do I have anything? Do I need to quit my job to go ahead and patent this and make millions and then sell it back to the company? And that's kind of a touchy area, a sketchy area, because, you know, if it doesn't feel right, it's probably not right. But the short answer to that is it really depends on what's in those agreements that you sign. And most people, you know, take the job and don't really read. They're initialing and just signing everywhere. But you really need to take a closer look at what you're agreeing to when you seek employment from employers.
Okay. And so if you have that question, it would be wise to consult with somebody like yourself and bring in with you whatever documents you may have signed. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And those documents, suppose you didn't sign anything. Suppose you don't have an agreement that says, I'm keeping whatever you create. What happens then? Because sometimes people just go to work for people and they don't really sign an agreement, and they may be there for a while.
Well, it's kind of hard to believe they wouldn't have anything in this day and age with emails and, you know, back and forth. I mean, everything is so instant, and of course, if people are still doing the handshake deals in 2015, you know, it needs to stop, because it's really going to be your word against that person's word, and it will be difficult to prove either way. But
mm-hmm.
when something is difficult to prove and you're in court, that means you're spending a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, mm-hmm. you have to kind of weigh your options. But if anybody's out there and they're a graphic artist or someone is out there working for companies and their job is to research something and they do invent something, you want to make sure if that's in the scope of your work, you have your I's dotted and your T's crossed with the contract.
Okay, and then if you're on the other side of the table, if you're a entrepreneur or you're a small business, you're getting started, and you want to be able to create something that you intend to monetize, you know, that's what your business is all about, would you say it's important to have in place these kinds of agreements with anybody that you hire, have confidentiality agreements, and then go forth, have a lawyer like yourself to copyright and patent whatever, or trademark, whatever you may come up with, just to protect yourself before you spend a lot of money?
Right. Well, what I recommend is first just determine if you really have anything that's patentable. So that's the first thing. So
mm-hmm.
I like to schedule consultations and sit down and talk about the invention and see if we can do a quick search just to see if we see anything out there that may hurt you or prevent you from even getting the patent, because you want to know before you file an application, because it takes so long for them to examine it and give you the final patent.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know, because most people aren't going to wait 3 to 5 years before they launch their business or sell their product.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing to also keep in mind is it's the first to file an application, so you want to get it in as soon as possible. Because
okay.
It's not the first to invent something. It's the first person to file it and get a filing date.
Okay.
And if I beat you to the filing, you used to be able to prove that you invented it first, but the laws have changed. So
oh, really?
What I would recommend, what I recommend in that situation is get it in to secure your date, and then that way you have on record what you own and what's yours.
Okay.
And then from there, go ahead and get non-disclosure agreements and different agreements signed to secure, you know, what's yours versus what they've improved. And you want to be certain that when you talk to people, you have something in place that says those are the improvements you make are mine. So I talked to you about my television.
This protects you worldwide. What's the story on the scope of the protection once you have it?
Right. So that's a great question. There are no worldwide patents and no one application that would protect you with a worldwide trademark or copyright for that matter. So different countries have different laws that protect you, and there are different treaties that you can file applications. And what we do is, as U.S. attorneys, we help you get the protection in the United States. And then if you're interested in securing and protecting rights in other countries, we have relationships with other firms that we work with that would ensure that you get the filing date and everything's in place.
Okay, so like something like, let's go back to Blurred Lines. They would have they thought they had, but let's assume it was right. Okay, a worldwide, you know, song or something that goes worldwide, they would have protected it in an ideal world anywhere in the world. In other words, they would have lawyers here to protect it, then they have somebody in each different country or something to protect it. Is that how that works?
Well, different countries have different offices that protect different things. So, you know, I can only speak on behalf of the U.S. law since I'm a U.S. attorney, but different countries, like for instance with patents, you know, they have what's called a PCT application, Patent
mm-hmm.
Cooperation Treaty.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is you can file the application and then it holds your date in these other countries. so that when you're ready to file it, it kind of prevents you from your from losing that date, because essentially 1 year from the filing date of any application, from that first filing, you need to have filed another country. So that's a good point.
Oh, okay.
It may take 2 to 3 years for them to even examine it. And so some people come to me and say, well, let's start with the U.S. Well, as soon as that year ends, it's too late to file in these other countries.
I see.
So you just want to be certain that you go in and sit down and kind of map out a good plan to ensure you have the best protection.
I see. I see. Wow, that's really something. Another thing that people get caught up with is if it doesn't have the copyright symbol on it, anybody can use it. Is that true?
Oh, boy. Well, I'm sure a lot of your listeners know that's not true when they get those cease and desist letters and those threats for to pay. And so mm-hmm. people assume that because it's on the Internet, it's free. And, again, it's not. So I have a lot of clients that take pictures and they find their pictures on other bloggers.
Yeah,
sites.
What's the story on that? Oh my goodness. Yeah, tell me about that, because that's a big deal. That really is. I mean, it's huge.
Oh yeah, well, people assume that just because they're putting it on their site and not making money from it, that it's okay to use, or they find something on the Internet. And once again, it's the old fashioned, if it's not yours, you know, don't touch it, don't take it. Kind of rules. Essentially, even if they don't have that copyright protection that we talked about, federally registered, again, they can get it registered, but you own the rights to that work as soon as you take that picture, so they can enforce their rights. Now, the damages are different. You get mm-hmm. more money if you have it registered ahead of time, but, you know, it is something to consider.
Wow.
That if you see something online and it's not yours, you need to ask for permission. And just because you cite the source still doesn't mean it's okay. So I take something from your site and say, oh, I got this from such and such site. Just because you give me credit doesn't mean I'm okay with
that. That's not enough. Oh, I see. I see. Wow. We're listening to attorney Andrea Evans of the Andrea Hens Evans Law Firm. Her number is 301-497-9997, 301-497-9997. Her law firm's website is evansiplaw.com. If you have any questions right now, you can call in to 1-800-450-7876. We have to take a break right now, and I know, Andrea, you're going to have to leave very shortly, but we'll... Oh, okay. Daryl says we can keep going. Okay. Because I know you have to leave for what you're about to do right away.
Yeah, and you know, the parents are lining up, Ethel. I do need to run up here and present this scholarship. And, you know, this is such a passionate subject, and, you know, I just love what I do. So I'm happy to come back on, and if people have questions, I'm really excited and anxious to answer them, and would definitely appreciate if they called my law firm or I can come back on the show.
Okay. Well, listeners, you heard it from her directly. Give her a call at 301-497-9997, 301-497-9997, or 202-461-3254. And we'll see if we can get you back on, because it's important stuff that especially creative people and all people need to know. And I'm glad that you put in there that these are rights that can be willed, they can be put in your trust, they can go down through the generations. So it's a way of creating a legacy, which is wonderful. Thank you so much for being on, Andrea. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ethel, and I appreciate the opportunity, and I look forward to coming back and being on the show again. Thank you again.
Okay, you have a good day, and keep doing what you're doing with those children.
Thank you, I appreciate
that
it.
That is wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. Yes, thank you. You've been listening to attorney Andrea Evans on Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. If you are a musician, an artist, a creative person, an engineer who has an invention and you want to protect it, a copyright, a symbol, a trademark symbol, or anything that you want to protect, you want to monetize it, then you should be in touch with her. Her law firm, because that's all that she does, and she does it in all 50 states, which is also wonderful. So if you have, that's very unusual. at least among most lawyers, but this is all that she does. So if you have somebody or you know somebody in any other state, in Mississippi, Texas, you know, wherever, or if you are in another state and you need this kind of protection, you can call Attorney Evans, and I think that's really, really important. You're listening to Attorney Ethel Mitchell at Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. I had a few good news sections that I wanted to tell you a little bit about. The head of one of the biggest and most famous banks in the world, Credit Suisse, is now a African man. Credit Suisse appointed a man from the Ivory Coast to become their head person. There are people all over. I mean, one of the things that we don't realize, because we always tend, at least in this country, to concentrate on the negative, and not that we shouldn't address what's going on that's not good, but I like to sometimes bring out the positive and the things that are good, the things that are that show that black people are doing very well, and in a lot of different avenues. And I want to encourage our young people, yes, read black magazines and black news, but get the Wall Street Journal too. You know, we need to know what's going on in the rest of the world. We really do. And that makes a difference, okay? I'm gonna spell this man's name because I would kill it if I didn't do it. I mean, I think it's Thiam, T-H-I-A-M. His first name is T-I-D-J-A-M-E. He was the head of Prudential in England, and they now have named him to be the chief executive officer for Credit Suisse. He has a tremendous amount of international experience, and I think it's a great thing when more and more of our men and women are taking leadership positions, largely because I think it's also a inspiration to other young people. You know, we in the United States, we have our problems, yes, but we should really realize we have free education, which is huge. The rest of the world does not have that. We can go to public school, not pay a dime. We can learn foreign languages, which I encourage greatly. We should learn Spanish. We should learn German. We should learn French. We should encourage our children to do so. And we should be ready to take our places in the world, in the larger world. I think Inez had somebody on a couple of weeks ago, and he used a term. He said, sleeping giant, you know, and I really kind of feel like we as a people are sleeping giants, and it's time for us to wake up. So from time to time, you will hear us talk about what our news, which I think are good news, of accomplishments and things that black people have done around the world, because the world is small. Another thing that I heard of, a young Nigerian woman came up with a invention where they can harness electricity from the energy that's created by doing day-to-day things like jumping rope, like doing things that people do in villages or, you know, in your home. And I'll have to get her contact information, because I did save that information. That was in Forbes magazine. But the beauty of that is that it means that electricity can go in any village throughout the country, I mean throughout the world. They can create their own electricity. And again, this is something we take for granted, but a lot of places don't have electricity. And when you don't have electricity, there's no light. You can't study at night because the light is gone, you know, or you have to rely on light that is not, you know, reliable, shall we say. And that cuts off a whole lot of things. You can't look at television. You can't, not that that's a great thing, but, you know, those are the kinds of things that the rest of the world is grappling with, and I really want people to understand that people are working on these things. They're going to make a ton of money, and It's going to benefit the world, okay? Another area that I'd like to announce is, you remember the young lady who was the baseball phenomena, the young Monique? She is releasing a series of custom-designed shoes. Is that right? Okay. She's releasing a series of custom-designed shoes. Now, I'm not a fan of paying $100 to put on your feet. I really am not, especially if you are a teenager and you don't have any money or any savings. But I do want to, you know, make that announcement that she does have her own line of custom-designed sneakers. And what she's going to do with it, Monique Davis, that's her. That's the name of the young lady. You may remember her. She was on the front cover of Sports Magazine. She pitched a shutout, was that it, or something like that, in the Little League team. Her the money that she makes from this is going to benefit impoverished girls, which I think is a great thing. So people are doing things. They're making money, but they're doing things too. And I want to encourage everyone to do that. This is Attorney Ethel Mitchell. I do wills, trust, and estate planning. Please, 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 I beg of you, if you are your mother, your grandfather, your uncle, your aunt, are in a situation where they will need your help, whether with their health or with their legal and financial affairs, please call me so we can put in place the proper kind of power of attorneys that will empower you to protect them. Also, if you expect to be able to get a home from a loved one, whether you're going to buy it or not, but you just, they've always said, baby, when I die, you can have this home, or you have to pay for it, or whatever it is, please encourage them to put it in writing. If they don't put it in writing, it's not going to happen. So please call me at 202-772-1988. I'm hearing more and more of people who have died and their heirs expected to receive certain things, and it's not happening. It's not happening. The law is not going to allow it to happen, and or the people involved are not doing what they know they're supposed to do because they don't have to. And when it comes to money, trust me, people, all kinds of things happen when it comes to money. So please give me a call. Let me help you create the legal legacy that you intend and that you want, and protect those that you love. This is Attorney Ethel Mitchell, 202-772-1988. And we will be back next week at the same time. Have a good week and be safe.
You've been listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another informative broadcast. To reach Attorney Mitchell, you may do so by calling 202-772-1988. That's 202-772-1988. Or log on to her website, www.lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com.
WOL Washington, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMNJ HD2 Bethesda, a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller, sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop and a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
I can make an impact in the world.
As young people think that we can't make a difference, but not only we can make a difference, but sometimes we can make the biggest difference.
We wanted to be the doers and we wanted to be the changers.
You just have to find something that you're passionate about and use your talents and your abilities to volunteer.
Volunteering doesn't have to be a chore.
It really is a reward in itself.
It helps you get farther in life.
There is no better feeling than helping somebody else.
You could see one person smile. You could tell they needed that smile, and it could really change and open up your heart to new things.
A lot of things are really competitive about individual achievement. Volunteering is a way to take a step back from that.
See a need, gather friends, and change the world.
Changing someone's world.
It happens now. This is the time. And this is when you learn, so why not start?
Are you a young volunteer making a difference? Apply for the Prudential Spirit of Community Award. Visit spirit.prudential.com.
Psst. Yeah, you. It's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa. What happened to us? We used to be so much more active. But lately, you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
To keep it up with the Joseph, we are live at WOL Studios downtown Silver Spring. It's 3/21/2015. This is the first day. This is the first day of spring. Yesterday, it's the first full day of spring. Ball of confusion. It's confusion everywhere. We got what? We found another man hanging in Mississippi.
Ukraine
is going crazy.
Yemen just got blew all up.
Yemen, well, they have five.
suicide bombers in Yemen,
well,
right?
Well, no, what they did yesterday, they bombed two mosques.
Mosques.
And what happened, that was 130 deaths.
Mm-hmm.
400 injured. Bad.
Common is telling us that...
And this is the same Yemen that the president said we got control of less than 12 months ago.
Ball of confusion.
He said, we got them, you know. We put him in. We put that guy in office. You know what I mean? They just bombed the palace yesterday. Of course, they done ran him out anyway now. See, so the Houthi, they have it now. So that's why ISIS is coming at them. Because they bound them in Iraq, you know, on the Iraq front.
Well, ISIS is actually recruiting. It's many fascists starting to, you know, join ISIS.
Well, it's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's everybody hate the West. And who are the West? Us.
We're the West.
We like the polo shirt you got on there, you like to have the nice looking.
We like our freedom. We want to be free to do whatever we want to do when we want to do.
Like the Beats headphones you got on the Beats, you know what I mean?
So the cheap Beats.
Right. So we are, we want to complicate life with a
we
lot
want,
of things.
No, we want freedom. Things.
No, they just want to be left alone and live within their culture.
Mm.
They want to be with their own.
Mm.
You know, and so that's all they want.
So you're saying we're trying to infringe our ideologies and beliefs. So
we want to put that on everybody in the world. We see Ukraine didn't just jump up. Ukraine was see now Putin. We made Putin do that.
Mm-hmm.
You go in there and just take half the country.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because we were getting ready to get same thing we just tried to do in Israel to put in somebody.
That's what I was going to say. Is it Israel?
Right. The same thing. We try to put in a new president that we want, and we.